You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So, Kohanim, whose children are they? The Kohanim? So now when it says, Emor Ela Kohanim, why is it says Bnei Aharon? Is there anybody else that is Kohen? Is there? John? Fine. Who Pinhas, who do you come from? Right, but it was officially, who became a Kohen? Who? Aharon. So now, we have any other options of to be, have to have Kohanim?
No.
No. So how come it says Bnei Aharon?
The
other is not
transferring the
Kohen. Right, that's true, right.
Give respect to Aharon.
When you say Bnei, that means the... The descendant.
Yeah, give respect to Aharon.
Understand, but it's the extra emphasize. Because when he says Bnei Aharon, so that means, or Kohanim, that would be good enough. We don't need Bnei Aharon. So now, here, the details about the Kohanim HaKodesh. As if they're very, very, very strict as far as to preserve their purity. Such as, what do they need to do?
Go to the mikveh.
Sorry?
Go to the mikveh. And then put the oil on top of the head.
Fine, no. But as far as the ruling that they have, what do they need to do? It says, lo itama. Right. So what does that mean? They have to keep pure, such as to not have any contact with any deceased, like any niftar.
They can't take any korban that's their time and they can't accept any.
Right. So first of all, they should not make themselves in a circumstances, like let's say to be in a house that God forbid somebody passes away, or go to the cemetery. They're not permitted. Even today, we cannot go to any cemetery, or even Kibrei Sadikim, as we explained, you know, Rabbi Meir and so on. They're not supposed to go. What else they're not permitted to do? What other restriction that they have? Kohen or Kohen Hediot, he has the responsibility to bring korbanot and to check, let's say, if somebody has a sarat and so on. But Kohen Gadol is the only one that is permitted to go to Kodesh Kodeshim. Exactly. So Kohen Hediot, the simple Kohen, is only permitted to wear 4 pieces of clothing. But Kohen Gadol wears how many? 8, right. 8 pieces of clothing.
Yeah. How do you choose the Kohen Gadol?
It's inherited. Just like a melech. Just like a melech. And then we'll see, there's a beautiful details. So now here, it says that first of all, they have to be in a state of purity. And then, as far as the wife they choose, they can marry anybody?
No, they cannot have the divorcee or Gerusha Halala.
Right.
Almana.
Halala.
Almana, they can. Yeah, Almana is okay for them.
For the
Kohen Gadol? No. For the simple Kohen, it's permitted, and we see it's very interesting. Well, for the Kohen Gadol, it's not. But they cannot choose a Gerusha. I'm sorry?
Somebody has tattoo. Cannot marry Jesus.
If she has?
Yes.
So now let's see. So now back to the Bnei Aharon. So now, if let's say a Kohen that he has, as he says in the details of the physicality, he has some type of blemish. As we learn, you recall?
Before Gum.
Yeah, like it has a moon. There's a blemish, a physical blemish. So now, can he serve in the Beit HaMikdash?
No.
No, he cannot serve in the Beit HaMikdash. So now, so let's say, the day that Rabbeinu Ovadia Zatzal, Zechuto Meren Aleinu, passed away. So now you see, a little kid is running to join the Levaya, right? So now he's, I was saying, no, you cannot go. You cannot go. So why? You know, everybody's going. So now you're Kohen, you cannot join. So now here it says, Daber Emor el Kohanim, Bene Aharon. Why? Because Bene Aharon, first of all, they could have think that Aharon a Kohen, what type of activity he had during his life, what was he doing all the time? And what does that mean? Ohev Shalom, Ohev Shalom.
Make peace between people.
Now, to make peace, what do you need to do? What do you need to do? How do you make peace? John? No. But you go to people, right? Yeah, you have contact with people constantly, right? Because you need to make vaslat, you know. So you talk to this, you talk to dog, and you don't make a difference with nobody, right? So now here it's very interesting. So Tosha also says, Emor el Aharon, Emor Kohani, Bene Aharon. So you have to go tell the children of Aharon that they are the son of Aharon. That what type of personality he had. He was nice to everybody. He would go to anyone. So he says, no. Even though that your father, your grandfather was so friendly to go to people and try to make peace, but you have to have your limitation. You cannot be like Aharon that to go to everybody and, become close to everybody. As also we have very interesting halakha that is called the Letzayin. What does it mean? That at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, everybody should have a marker in his pocket. A marker. Why? Because if you would see, let's say, a Metzora sat on a chair. So what should he do? He have to go and make a mark around it. Like if he sees Zav, or let's say he sees a kever that doesn't have any sign, right? Like in on the road. So you have to go letzayen. That means to make a mark around it. Why? Because the Kohen should know, ay, I cannot sit there. So that means everyone has to be careful. Has to be careful that Kohen preserve his purity. So like the halachot that we said, as far as, let's say, who they're supposed to marry. But let's say a Kohen says, you know what? I don't want to go to Dukhan. I'm going to marry a widower. Can he?
No.
He says, I don't want to go to Dukhan. I don't want to get the first aliyah. I want to go marry a Gerusha. Can he?
He can, but he's not going to be a Kohen anymore.
Ah, so now here, maybe today, in practicality, he cannot stop a Kohen because he's going to do it. By the time of the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit Din, if he would hear such a thing, it would force him and would not permit that this would continue. But now we don't have this power because we don't have the authority or the Beit Din that to to force it. By the time of Beit HaMikdash, they would not permit this. That immediately they would go after it, and then, because it says Vekidashto, it says in the Torah, you have to make sure that he will preserve his
holiness.
You cannot do anything he wants. So now here it's very interesting that why is repeated B'nai Aharon that you should know, don't have the same path that Aharon HaKohen had to be in communication with everyone. As far as trying to make peace?
Exactly.
Well, that's, as long as you have the urge and interest, like, let's say, what is the king is all about? What is the president is all about?
I know, but this is the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that...
No.
Cannot make people stand in the line all day long so they come and ask you to
graduate. So same thing applies here almost. Yeah, but he, of course, it's not an easy task. But even today, that those that they really want to go out of their way and help other people. Always, as we see, Ben Pratt Yosef, all over Israel, we have Gemach. What does Gemach means? That the Gomle Hesed, they give you, as they say, from the milk of the cow till the life of a human being. Anything you want, you call him and this, and then, you go and borrow. There is such an institute. So now here, so we see that the Kohani HaKodesh, they have to be so cautious. Why? Because the from Sarah Aaron a Kohen, and they have to preserve their
holiness.
It's very interesting. A few weeks ago in Parshat Shemini, in the end, the Baruch Shalom said you have to keep your holiness and don't make yourself impure. The way it's written in the Torah, v'nitmetem bam. Tame means impure. So he says v'nitmetem bam. But the way it's written in the Torah, there's an aleph missing. Nitmetem bam. Why the Aleph is missing? Gemara explains a very beautiful thing. He says, when one is not cautious about his holiness and his Ketushah that he has to preserve, like what he eats, what he says, what he looks at, you know what happens? The Aleph is going to run away from him. What is Aleph? So that's why he says, there is no Aleph there. There is no Aleph. Why? Because Aleph, that means the Shekhinato Yidbarach, the glory of Ribono Shel Olam, when one is not careful about how important it is that you have to keep yourself kadosh, the Aleph runs away. Happened to be an interesting story about someone that was just about to take a flight. So now, what do you do? What's the process? You take the luggage, to check in, and then what's the next step? What do you do?
You go to check counter.
And then what do you do?
They wait to make sure you don't overweight.
Okay, and then.
And then they give you a seat. Plane.
Now you have to pass the security, no?
Yeah.
So what do you do? What's the requirement to pass the security? What do you ask you to do?
Take your shoes off.
Shoes off, right? So now it happened to be this young man, he took the shoes off, the jacket and everything, Then he went through the gate, bzzz, start making noise. So they send him back, you know, they have this thing, they look at him, nothing. Again, made a sound. Again, they look in his pocket and so on, nothing. Again, 3-4 times. So what do you want from me? He says, you know, what do you have? I said, what do you mean what I have? He said, you know, you have something metal, you know, and it's somewhere. So, oh, you know, many years ago I had a surgery, my foot broke, and then they attached the
metal.
What's the term that they use?
Plate.
Yeah, the plate that was attached to his leg. So now the security gate was picking up the metal. Yeah, don't forget this story. There's so many times that we feel, you know, what a difference does it make? What I eat, you know, what I say, what I look at. But here you forget every step that you take to become kadosh, you elevate yourself. Chas v'shalom, even though that you don't feel it, but the security gate picks it up. There's a metal there. But you even don't think about it. And that's why here the Torah says, v'nitmetem bam. There's an aleph missing. Why? Because every step that we take, as he says in the Gemara, you put one step to become holy, you know what's going to happen to Shamayim? What happens? They take two steps for you. You go forward two steps, they do four. They do four. They double it. And see how what the advantage it is? And that's what exactly the parasha is not only for the Kohanim. It's for Kol Am Yisrael. But we see the Kohanim HaKodesh, huh? The warrant that they have to preserve their purity, more so that we have to be careful that we just take a step and become holier and holier, Bezat Hashem. And escape, Bezat Hashem, to see the Kohen HaKodesh in Beit HaMikdash, Tibane v'Tikonen.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.